Hollywood. Valley presents The Dream Show.
There's no like a time for one like you.
Mr. Valley.
Yes, Pinkham.
Mr. Valley, you had that girl. Oh, she's really beautiful. Her lips remind you of wine.
Nectar?
Held her hand.
Valley with Pinky Lee. That internationally famous Gracie Fields, and yours truly, Truman Bradley. To you by Dream. Yes, for lustrous hair.
No other shampoo, only Dream shampoo with hair action leaves your hair so yet so easy to manage.
Oh, Pinky, huh? Spike Jones just passed his dog, and I want to take Spike's peak. He's cute.
Hello, Villa Valley. Think you need a busboy, and after joke by Mr. Valley instead of Spike speaking. Why? I saw Rudy Valley's picture on the cover of Radio Magazine Radio Row. I like what you wrote under his picture. Yeah, goodbye.
See, what did they write under my picture?
Don't let this happen to your canary. And when I gave the other name, he called me a stupid dope.
Get it, Pinky. People are always calling other names.
Yeah, but he not only called me a dope, he proved it. I need to see you, Sally. Do I look like a dope?
You have a dollar.
Sure. Yeah! Mr. Valley, you're not the only college man. For your information, the Boo College.
Boo College?
Yeah, that's you.
You matriculate?
Would you mind breaking that up into
smaller
pieces?
I'm using high-class words tonight. What I mean is, have you got a sheep?
No, that's my natural complexion. I'll never forget my situation.
Did you wear a cap?
Yeah, but my mother made me put...
I wish the doctor had never let you out of alcohol. Furthermore, I have no time to dilly-dally. Wednesday, a great event in Hollywood.
Is that so?
It's the Annual Drama Festival.
Well, do tell.
You're being chosen to play the lead. Yes. I can see myself playing the dashing hero. It's time to pop. And we meet again on the morrow. Farewell, my sweet. Farewell. My sweet, good night. Good night.
Mr. Valley, shall I tuck you in?
On the other hand, it might be wise to take a few dramatic lessons. Pinky, answer the door.
Hello, door.
Pinky, come in.
Mr. Valley, I understand you'd like some dramatic lessons. Well, I'm from the drama school of Massey, Marcy, and Messy. I'm Messy.
So am I, but I'm not bragging about it.
Quiet, Shorty, or I'll let the air out of your head. Now, Mr. Valley, have you had any experience on the legitimate stage?
Of course. I'll never forget my first play. The leading lady was extremely beautiful. On opening night, I forgot my own lines, but I'll always remember hers. Yes, I was magnificent in my big scene. Just listen to these incomparable words. Pamela, my beloved, the situation is grave, most grave. Ah, yes. The situation is very, very grave. Well, what do you think?
I got just the grave for it.
Pay no attention to Pinky, Mr. Messy. Before he was born, his mother was frightened by everything.
The first thing to remember, Mr. Valley... You've got to remember this, Mr. Valley. Some actors appeal to the emotions and some actors appeal to the senses.
Well, you've heard me, act. What do you think I should appeal to?
The Supreme Court.
You may not appreciate my talents, Mr. Messy, but come into the club with me and you'll hear real appreciation. Pinky, has my fan club arrived yet?
Yeah, he just came in.
Ah, good old Pater. He never fails me. Follow me, Mr. Messy. of the Villa Valley. I'm now going to earn your generous applause by singing that old black magic. That old black magic has me in its spell. That old black magic that you weave so well. Those icy fingers up and down my spine. That same old laugh when your eyes meet mine. That same old tingle that I feel inside. Then that elevator starts to glide. And down I go, round, round I go. Like a leaf that's caught in the tide. I should stay away. Can I do? I hear your name, and I'm aflame with such a burning desire that only your kiss can put out the fire. You're the lover I have waited for, the mate that fate had me created for. And every time your need mine, darling, down and down I go, round and round I go, in a spin, love in a spin, I'm in under that old black magic called love.
The hue of your hair, be sure it rates admiration. Use Green shampoo with hair conditioning action. Green your hair and you bring out all its natural beauty. Actually as much as 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. Green your hair and you free it of the drab dulling film left by soap shampoos. Green your hair and you completely remove unsightly dandruff the very first time you use it. Here's what lovely Shari Herbert, famous magazine cover girl and dream girl, has to say.
There's no magic in having lustrous, obedient hair, especially when you have a bottle of Dream shampoo.
Right. No other shampoo, only Dream shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Why?
Can you imagine who's in my office right now?
Well, no, no.
Gracie Fields, that wonderful British entertainer.
British? I thought Gracie Fields was English. Anyway, Mr. Valley, what about Miss Fields, if I'm not too hypodermic?
Hypodermic? Uh-huh. Are you trying to needle me? Listen, Tiny Tim, Gracie Fields is in charge of the drama festival, and I want her to recommend me as the leading man.
Why not? You are a dramatic genius.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Then why did you make me say it?
Pinky, I'd like you to come down to the beach with me tomorrow. I'd like to give you lessons in drowning.
You better make it Saturday. Tomorrow, that great violinist Rimsky is playing at the Hollywood Bowl.
Oh, are you a music lover?
No, but when Rimsky plays, I go out with his girl.
Oh, Pinky, stop. You make me see red.
Bring her along. We'll make it a foursome.
Other dramatists for me, Pinky. I'm weary of the arduous requirements of radio. I'm tired of music's exhausting demands upon my vitality. I'm fatigued from submitting to the unrelenting labors of my nightclub.
English translation, boy, are you pooped.
Precisely why I am here. Now, I want you to lay the groundwork for me, Miss Fields. Tell her I'm a great thespian.
Oh, boy, I would sure do that, certainly. Okay, Mr. Ballard.
Thank you.
Oh, boy. Well, I'd give Mr. Valley a build-up. I'll praise him to the skies. I'll tell him all about him. I'll tell him what a great guy is. Wait a minute. Why should I build him up? Why can't I be the leading man? What's Valley got that I wish I had? Oh, huh. Oh, so you think he's a thespian, huh? Well, I'm just as thespian as he is. In fact, thespier.
How do you do, Miss Fields? How do you do?
Well
yes. How are things in Kelly or London? Oh, yes, London. How's your mater, pater, brater, and sater, and all that sort of rot?
Well, if it isn't Ronald Coleman, and it isn't. Young man, I'm sure I've seen your face before.
How odd.
Certainly is. How come you're wearing those earmuffs in summer?
What earmuffs? Those are my ears! Now, look here, Miss Fields. I'd like to speak to you very perpendicularly. In fact, I might go so far as to say it incandescently. I want to say, don't use Rudy Valley in the drama festival.
I don't intend to. I once saw Rudy Valley in a play called As You Like It. After the first act, they changed the title to Can You Take It?
The field. I'm the man you need. Oh, I'm a wonderful actor. Well, I can take a sad scene and really make it sound pitiful. Just listen to this, Miss Fields. To be or not to be, that is the question.
And what is the answer?
What do you think I am, a stupid?
Well, I'd like to give you a chance, young man, but first I want to hear if you can express the different types of emotions. I'm getting myself in a knot now. Well, for instance, let me hear you express sorrow.
Oh.
Pretty sad. Well, now let me hear you express hate.
Oh.
That's rather close to sorrow, isn't it?
That's me. I hate to be sorry.
Well, now register surprise.
Oh, 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 oh.
Happiness.
He.
Now fear. Ah! That scream sounds as if it were taken away from its mother too soon.
I want you to know that I come from a theatrical family, Miss Fields. Why, when I was a kid, my father was a dog trainer.
Do you still remember any of the tricks?
Sure. Yeah! A minute, Miss Fields. Do I look like a dog? I said, do I look like a dog? Okay, you want me to stand on my hind leg? Now, my advice to you, Miss Fields, is don't use Rudy Valley. He'll ruin your show. He'll mess it up. He'll spoil your drama festival. He'll embarrass you. Ooh, he'll...
Who will, Pinky?
Rudy Valley. Excuse me, I gotta see a doctor about my face. It talks too much.
How do you do, Miss Fields? I suppose you know that I'm Rudy Valley.
Rudy Valley?
Yes, that is I.
The Rudy Valley?
None other.
Never heard of you.
Oh, come now, Miss Fields. I consider that a severe blow to my vanity.
Your vanity?
Yes, my vanity. Surely you know what vanity is? That's when I stand in front of a mirror for hours and admire my good looks.
That's not vanity. That's imagination.
Au contraire, my dear. After all, who has my pretty eyes, my handsome face, my broad shoulders?
I don't know, but you'd better get them back.
We have some very funny lines tonight, haven't you? Now, let's get down to facts. I would like to play the lead in your drama festival. You can laugh if you want to. Why are you laughing now?
I wanted to.
Believe me, Gracie, I can do a lot for your drama festival. Well, I'll never forget what Sam Goldwyn said to me once when he heard me do a part. Rudnik, he said, you're on the brink of a great career. You're on the brink of a great career.
Happened.
He pushed me in.
Well, let me think about it for a while, Rudy.
I'll take all the time you want, Gracie. And incidentally, while you're thinking it over, how about singing something for all your American friends? After all, you've been away for a long time entertaining our fighting boys in every theater of action.
All right, Rudy. I'm going to sing a little Irish song. I hope you'll like it. Now, Bridget was a colleen with an independent air. Bridget had a sweetheart who was gay and debonair. He would woo her, court her, jilt her nearly every other day. Till finally Miss Bridget was heard at last to say, let him go, let him tarry, let him sink or let him swim. He doesn't care for me and I don't care for him. He can go and get another and I hope she'll bring him joy. Cause I'm going to marry a fine, nicer boy. Let him go.
Let him go.
Let him go.
Let him go.
Let him go. Let him tarry. Let him stay. He can go and get another, and I hope she'll bring him joy. Cause I'm going to marry a far nicer boy. He can go to his old mother and set her mind at ease. Cause she's an old, old woman, and she's mighty hard to please. She can say that I am flighty, as she has always done. Cause I don't want to marry her great big ugly son. Let him go, let him tarry, let him sink or let him swim. He doesn't care for me, and I don't care for him. He can go and get another, and I hope she'll bring him joy. Cause I'm going to marry a far nicer boy. Let him go.
Let him go.
Let him go.
Let him go.
Let him go. Let him daddy. Let him stay. He can go and get another, and I hope she'll bring him joy. Cause I'm going to marry a far nicer boy. The years rolled on and left poor Bridget high upon the shelf. And often in the evening when she's sitting by herself, she remembers that young fellow so debonair and gay, and wishes oh so often he'd never heard her say, let him go, let him tarry, let him sink or let him swim. He doesn't care for me and I don't care for him. He can go and get another and I hope she'll bring him joy, cause I'm going to marry a man. That's the boy. Let him go.
Let him go.
Let him go, let him tarry, let him stay. He can go and get another, and I hope she'll bring him joy. Cause I'm going to marry a nice
boy. Now listen, Gracie. That was wonderful, Gracie. You must let me play the leading man in your drama festival. You know, I'm popular in the legitimate theater, too. In my last play, when I came on the stage, the audience rose up as one man.
How large was the audience?
One man. It was a beautiful play, though, a sequel to Dinner at 8.
What was it called?
Bicarbonate at 9. And that play proved one thing, that I am the answer to a maiden's prayer.
Don't be silly, Rudy. Today, girls pray for nylons, not ham.
The ham.
I?
You were at the preview of that new picture in which I have a part. You know, the fabulous Suzanne, weren't you? Would you say that I was a ham in that?
Not exactly, but when you came on the screen, a pig ran down the aisle yelling, my son, my son.
Oh, no. I'm going to prove that I'm a capable actor. You and I are going to do a dramatic scene. And in order to put our audience in the proper receptive mood, I shall go into the club and sing. Ladies and gentlemen of Villa Valley, immediately after a typical Valley rendition of Amado Mio, we shall present a great drama. It's all yours, Mr. Kruger.
Amado Mio, love me forever. And let forever begin tonight. Amado mio, when we're together, I'm in a dream world of sweet delight. Many times I've whispered, Amado mio. It was just a phrase that I'd heard in plays. I was acting a part. But now when I whisper, Amado mio, can't you tell I care? By that feeling there, for it comes from my heart. my one endeavor, my love, my darling, will be to hold you and hold you tight. Amado mio, love me forever, and let forever begin to know.
My one endeavor, my love, my darling, will be to hold you and hold you tight.
Amado mio, love me forever, and let forever begin
tonight. Nothing helps you look lovelier, in a man's opinion, than glamorous, shining hair. Her long, loose, yellow locks like golden wire, sprinkled with pearl and pearling flowers between, do like a golden mantle her attire. And what a glamorous difference you can make in your hair when you use Green with Hair Conditioning Action. Green your hair, and you bring out all its shining beauty. Actually, as much as 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. Green your hair, and you free it of the drab, dulling film left by all soap shampoos. As leading hairstylists can tell you,
today's improved Green has a wonderful hair conditioning action. It leaves your hair far silkier, smoother, and easier to manage right after shampooing at home or beauty shop.
Right. No other shampoo, only Green shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, theater lovers. We now present our dramatic highlight of domestic life. I shall play the husband, Gracie Fields, my wife, and Pinky Lee will be our son. A boy who has what it takes, and he doesn't care who it belongs to. Music maestro, curtain, please.
Hello, Horatio, my darling husband.
Hello, Amber, my beloved wife.
Do you love me, Horatio?
Yes, Amber, not for years, not for life, but forever. Amber... Oh, dear, I had such a difficult day at the office.
And now you're safe at home. You're safe at home. You're safe at home.
You know, every day you sound more like a baseball umpire.
I'm sorry, dear, but I'm upset. Mother had an automobile accident.
An accident? What happened?
She fell out of the patrol wagon. Horatio, my dear, I know you work very hard, but summer is coming, and I could use a new bathing suit.
What's the matter with the one I bought you?
Nothing, but the sleeves are full of holes. Horatio, you don't love me after all.
Oh, of course I do. Didn't I carve my initials in your forehead yesterday? You remember when we first met, Amber? It was on a Sunday.
How do you remember it was a Sunday?
You served me fish. It was 2 days old. That same Sunday, I took you to the movies, and we sat on the last row of the balcony.
Yes, and then we came back Monday to see the picture.
Mm. Then when we got home, you closed the door and I stood outside yelling, "My little one, my little one."
Oh, you loved me so much?
No, I had my pinky caught in the door. What beautiful memories. In those days, I was the toast of the town.
Yes, and no other crumb could make that statement.
Truth positive.
Ah, there were beautiful days, Horatio. Remember when I wore a bow in my hair?
Yes.
A bow in my collar?
Yes.
And a bow in my waist.
And they all went so well with the bow in your leg.
Yeah. I was a pretty girl then. I'll never forget the time I looked up at my mirror and said, "Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest one of all?"
And what did the mirror say?
"You are, Amber, but don't mind me, I'm cracked." Ah, yes, Horatio. You knew I loved you very much, so you married me.
Yes, I took the slow death. Then our boy came, little Pinky.
I'm worried, Horatio. What are we going to do with Pinky? He's 21 years old now.
So what about it?
Well, don't you think it's time he stopped crawling on all fours?
Oh, don't worry, Amber. Pinky is all right. All boys are cast in the same mold.
I know, but Pinky's moldier than the others. Darling, don't you think it's time we decided what to do with Pinky?
What to do with Pinky? Yes, but there's a law against it. I think I'd better have a talk with the boy. Oh, Pinky, Pinkham.
What is it, Pop?
Where have you been, young man?
Drying my clothes. I was standing outside and got soaked to the skin.
Is it raining?
No, the girl upstairs was wringing out a laundry.
Hey, isn't that the girl you're in love with?
Yeah, and she loved me, too. Oh, she treats other men like dirt. She's always hiding them under the rug. And I'm crazy about her family. Her brother's in the Navy. He's a dentist.
A dentist in the Navy?
Yeah, he takes care of the captain's bridge. That's a joke, Pop! Say, Pop, could I have some money? I got a sure thing in Hialeah.
You can't have any money and stop calling me Pop. The next thing you know, you'll be calling your mother Mop.
Pinky, darling, yeah. If you're a good boy, we'll take you for a ride in our automobile tonight and let you smell the exhaust pipe.
Now, I'd rather have a new pair of pajamas. They only cost
$50. $50 for pajamas, but I thought $10 was tops.
Yeah, but I wear the bottoms, too.
Son, I think you have a good point. Go and sit on it.
Imagine anyone asking $50 for pajamas. Pinky, how can you look your father in the face?
It ain't easy.
How can you say such things about your poor old father? Who was it that cared for you each time you had a measle? And who is it that goes to bring your breakfast in bed? And who is it that goes to the store when it's raining?
I know.
Who?
Pop goes, the weasel.
Hit it.
Rudy Vallée will present another Dream Show for Procter & Gamble next Thursday night at the same time from Hollywood with Pinky Lee, who appears through the courtesy of Republic Pictures, Benny Kruger in his music, and that little fellow with the big eyes and the frightening way, Peter Lorre.
It's time to sing a good night song again to you. It's time to say another so long again.
Here's a radio memo to United States housewives. Keep on saving those used fats. They're so badly needed to help bring more soap and other peacetime products into more stores faster. Let's have a bow for the cast. A bow for the cast.
For lovely, lustrous hair, use Dream. No other shampoo, only Dream shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous. Yet so easy to manage.
Tonight's Dream Show was written by Robert Markle. Remember, Thursday night is another one of the all-star nights on NBC. So tune in earlier next Thursday for a great parade of stars. This is Truman Bradley speaking.
It's a washing miracle for silks, nylons, woolens, dishes.
What are you talking about?
Dreft. I'll spell it. D-R-E-F-T, Dreft. Yes, ladies, and Dreft spells faster, brighter, safer cleaning than any suds before in history.
With Dreft, my lingerie, nylons, woolens all stay beautiful as a dream. And dishes, say Dreft makes dishes shine without wiping.
Yes, ladies, for faster, brighter, safer cleaning than any suds before in history, tomorrow, get Dreft.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.